The Sugafi, hard at work, as always. But what at, exactly? Who is pulling the strings now that their master has chosen to stalk the darker places below? What, precisely, have they been doing in my absence? Do my orders still stand? Imagine what 5 centuries of preparation could lead to. What terrifying advances have been made.
Hey everybody, it's time to roll for intent. I'm your GM Trevor, and I just found out that Raymond has something to share, and he swears he's not a piece of shit. So let's hear it, Raymond.
I do, and I'm not a piece of shit.
He hasn't told us what it is. He has protested that he's not a piece of shit, but you know, we've all heard it before. You've heard it, listeners. We've heard it, and usually he's a piece of shit. So here we go. Let's hear it, Raymond.
Same for the council, Mr. Montoil.
I was just going to say, I feel like every time... For those who don't know, we always get on the podcast a couple minutes early and chat and talk. And Trevor usually goes, "Oh, does anybody have banter that we want to talk about today?" And before Trevor could say that, I was like, "Hey guys, I think I have this thing for banter. I don't know if it should be banter." And everyone at the same time was like, "Shut the fuck up, say it on air, and don't tell us because we know it's going to be awful." So, okay, I really, really don't think this is my fault, though. Okay, so I had a show last night.
A good start.
Yeah, so I mean, I know it's not my fault.
When you're outraged, call in when you're outraged.
Yes. So I had a show last night, and I am lucky. I get to, my job is doing what I love to do. I get to do this job, and I get to do stand-up, and it's what I love, and it's like my passion, and it's great, and it's fantastic. And I've had other jobs where I do my work and then my work is done and people either say, "Hey, Raymond, you did good," or, "Hey, Raymond, here's what you need to fix," right? This happened to me last night and it really fucking pissed me off because at your jobs, now correct me if I'm wrong, all of you want to do your best, right? You just want to do your best at your job.
True.
Okay. My employment contract requires me to say yes.
I'm not saying you always do your best, but at your core, Jake's shaking his head no. At your core, you want to do your best.
I thought you liked your job.
I mean, now, yeah, but empirically over the last decade, no.
That's true. Okay, fair enough.
Fair, okay, fair point. Well, whether it's your job or what you're passionate about, you always want to do your best. So I go on stage last night. It was at, like, I thought it was going to be at, it was a kind of like a shittier bar show. Like the bar was okay. The show was okay, but it was like a little divey. And I go on stage and I have a great set. I crush it. Like, I don't say that often about myself. I had a really good set. Like, I fucking got up there. The crowd liked me. I ripped through the audience. It was a good set. And I felt really good about myself. And then
for the listeners, Raymond is furiously masturbating right now. Just so we're clear.
I am. I'm still thinking about the set. So I have a good set. I get off. The guy after me, who is like, he's quote unquote more famous than me. He has more credits and followers and whatever, but he bombs.
Names. We want names.
I'm not going to say his name because of what I'm about to say about him. So he goes, but I will say, so he goes on and bombs. He does not have a good set. He has a bad set and the crowd doesn't like him. He doesn't like get booed or anything, but he has a bad set. And then Orny Adams goes on stage last. He's the headliner. And Orny, obviously, if you don't know Orny, he's hilarious. Absolutely. He crushed the whole audience. Orny's on stage. The guy that came after me comes up to me and he goes, "Hey man, you had a really good set." And I said, "Thank you." I was riding a high. I was like, "Thank you so much." And he goes, "Yeah, but like, fuck you, dude." And I was like, thought he was like joking. And he was, and I was like, "Oh, why?" Like, I don't know how to respond to that. And he goes, "I don't know, man. You just like, you got up there and you were like high energy and you like had a really good set." And then I was like, "Well, fuck, now I have to go on stage and follow you. And like, you made my job harder." And I was like, what a piece of fucking shit, dude. Like,
what?
I,
fucking skill issue. I don't know, right? Dude, do better. Be funnier.
That's
I don't fucking
saying,
know.
Dude. And I literally I kind of shit talked him to the rest of the crowd. And like, not the crowd, sorry, the comedians. I was like, this
out of stage, you start shit talking.
Just go right out to the crowd. Everyone, you have to hear
everybody.
This.
Listen to this piece of fucking garbage.
You remember how you didn't laugh when this guy was on stage?
Well, dude, and I know why.
Yeah, and I was like, what a fucking piece of shit. Like, he got mad at me for doing my job well and made his job harder because he's not funny. Like, fucking eat a dick, dude. Why are you getting mad at me? Be funnier. Like, I was livid.
Now, just to clarify, was he genuinely angry, or was this just like him being complimenting you and being kind of self-deprecating?
I've never met this dude before, and he started off being a nice enough guy, and even when he started saying like, "Hey, man, blah blah," by the end of his sentence, he was like straight-faced, not laughing or joking. He literally was like, but kind of like, "Fuck you," and I was like, "Oh, okay, like, why?" And I sort of like took a pause and I said, "Why?" And then by the end of him saying like, you know, I did, there's this term in stand-up and it's called burying the headliner. It's if you're a feature who's right before the headliner, your secret mission is to bury the headliner so deep that they have to dig themselves out of a hole and they can't. Meaning you are funnier than the headliner. And then when you do that, the feature then becomes the headliner. That's kind of how it goes. And that's essentially what I did to this guy last night. Not on purpose. I just had a good set. And usually if that happens, you like congratulate them and you say, "Hey man, like good set. Like, damn, I had a rough time up there." But this dude like came up to me and was like, "Hey, fuck you, dude. You made my job harder. I did bad because of you." He like blamed me for his bad set, told me my set was I had too much energy and I did too much crowd work. Like I talked to the crowd too much, which is like, that's part of fucking stand-up. And then he told me he had a difficult time and he's lower energy and I didn't set him up I didn't set him up for that, for the right type of crowd, even though it's a bar.
You didn't give him a handicap.
And I was like,
it sounds more like he would have preferred a handy, honestly.
Dude, seriously. And he fucking,
but bro,
he got
they're supposed to laugh at me, bro.
Right?
You took all the laughs away. There's a laugh to not laugh ratio in the crowd, bro.
You're not supposed to get that many laughs. And I shit talked the guy for the rest of the night. And then I got home and told Cammie, and she's like, "Don't be mean to him." And I was like, "Fuck that guy. This isn't my fault. I did my job. I did what I was supposed to do.
Basically, this guy comes out and says, "Okay, so you're kind of up here and I'm down here. I really need you to lower that bar below me,
right?
Because I'm not going to do more. I need you to do less.
I can't match what you did in the crowd and on the stage. So could you do worse for me? Thanks." Yeah. Smiley face.
Be more considerate next time when you know there's going to be a comic who does worse after you. Okay. Like,
you sound like a parent who's in like insistent everybody else cater to their shitty kids' food allergy.
Yeah, right? That's exactly how I felt. No, yeah.
Everyone start guessing low energy comedians. Go.
He was
Raymond was last night, so I'm actually looking it up.
He wasn't on the flyer though. Oh, he might have been tagged. Let's see.
I mean, Orny Adams wasn't on the flyer either.
He's definitely on the schedule, though, right? He should be on a schedule that's publicly available.
Yeah, definitely. Because if you were to go to my, oh, I didn't post about it. If you could find the name of the show, find the flyer, and then see the tagged comedians, I'll let you guess which one it is. It wasn't Orny Adams. And Mary Lynn Rajscub was there from Parks, not Parks and Rec. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and 24. Yeah, he's definitely tagged. So it was one of those people. If you can seek this out and find who this is, then you can see who it is. I was very taken back. And at first I was like trying to brush it off. And then I got really angry. And then I started shit talking him to all the other comedians. And I was like, this fucking piece of shit. And then Cammie was like, maybe you're being mean, Raymond. So I wanted to bring it here and get your guys' take.
No, you're not being mean. Okay, and also, just for our curious listeners, this clearly was a comedy show from October 2nd.
Yes.
Who wants to do the research? I'm guessing Southern California, because you didn't tell us you flew out anywhere.
Nope.
It's Machine Gun Comedy. is the show. Just so we're clear.
It is Machine Gun Comedy. Yes, that is the show I did last night.
Oh, God, we're going to dox this guy.
I don't know. Off the record, I don't know how I feel about an attack like this being our banter.
I know, right? And it was, he started out so nice. So nice.
That's like, how that's called the, it's the shit sandwich, Raymond. You know the shit sandwich.
No, I know. I do know the shit sandwich. That's exactly what it was. And it was like, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. I thought he was joking at first by like, but you know, you understand people's like cadences. Like you start
or
off
facial
and
expressions
you're
like, hey, fuck you, man. That was a good set.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
absolutely.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, I was like, but that's the thing. He started off with like, hey, fuck you, man. I was like, oh, for sure. And then by the end of it, he was like, dude, honestly, like, it's just, it's really, you know, it was kind of disrespectful. And I was like, bro, are you being, I almost was like, are you being for real right now? Like, are you mad that I did well? Like, I was at a loss for words. But in no other industry does this happen. Like, you could never go to work and someone be mad that you did your fucking job
no,
well.
No, there definitely are, though, because that's just the kind of dude who doesn't like to see other people succeed, and they exist everywhere.
Yeah, that's
true.
This
guy also has a podcast that he gave up on, and he hasn't done an episode since September of last year.
Another thing you do better than him.
And to be fair, Raymond, I have three friends that work in government. All three of them have told me that people have made that exact complaint. You're working
really?
Too hard. You're making us look bad. You got to stop.
Oh, my God. Okay, well,
dude,
I don't
it's strategic
bad,
laziness.
Yeah.
I got fucking told that in most jobs that I've worked. Like, hey, man, you have to tone it down. You're only getting paid so much. Work so hard. And I'm like, God,
yeah, right. But yeah, it was also like kind of a kick in the nuts because I felt like I was like on cloud nine last night. And then this dude said that. And I was like, man, you made me feel bad for being funny. Like, what the fuck? This is
stupid. So those things like that is exactly why I resonate with like Kyle Kinane's one bit with like, he grew up Christian, so he could never have a good thing. Like, oh, it was sunny for 3 days. Yeah, but my best friend's going to die. Why? Why can't things just be nice?
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. I have that same thing every time like things are going well. I'm like, Sarah, what's going to happen next? What's wrong? What's the awful thing that's going to happen? Well, so now you can get even with him forever by never booking him on a Comedy Juice show.
Ever. He was like, I'd love to do your shows. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely let you know. And he invited me out to his show.
You'd be like, no, like, I'd hate you to come out to my show and suck again. That's what you fucking tell him.
Yeah, right. Or be like, hey, I'd hate for you to come out and, you know, you bury the headliner, dude. I'd be super upset if you were funnier than everyone else on the show.
No, you need to wait till you are doing something and call him to, you know, come on before you, because you're like, no, I know that you're no way ever going to beat me. So
hey, can you open for me, please?
Yeah.
Real talk. If this guy has any other passions besides that, you should just wait until he succeeds at something and then call him and be like, good job, but fuck yourself.
Right?
So I saw that you changed all the wiring in your walls. Good job. Eat ass. That makes me look bad. My wife's mad. She saw you do this. God, like, this just turned into a vet. Like, you just called and you're like, guys, I need to talk about this dude for 20 minutes. I need to get this off of my chest. Am I the asshole? Boys, did I do a wrong thing here? And all of us are here to affirm you, Raymond. No, fuck
that
guy.
We keep this segment in for Patreon only. There we go. Like, if you really want to know who this guy is, sub to our Patreon.
Yeah.
$5 level. And I'll give it to you.
Yeah, 100%. You just have to
send you this guy's identity to go DDoS.
Yeah, you have to vow to not message this guy.
That'll never. No.
Well, so there is going to be 8 missing minutes of banter here because we docked the person and made fun of him mercilessly.
It just turned into a hit.
Whoever
piece.
He
it
is,
it did turn into a shit.
It was
storm.
Bad. We besmirched his entire career from top to bottom, and we
Micah said like
Raymond,
slurs I've never heard of.
We implored Raymond to continually find all of the things he has done with his life and continue to do them better than him.
Christian has just been like quietly researching everything about this man. He knows where he lives, where he's
Christian
worked.
Is the silent killer.
Yep. Christian already has video, you know, already has a list of all the weird porn he watches.
This is where his kids go to school.
TLDR, guy was a douchebag. We went too far.
Yes, we did.
And you'll never hear about it.
Did we?
I don't know him. We might not have went far enough. Who knows?
Yeah, it really depends. Who knows? One of us had one bad encounter with him. Therefore, evil. Asshole. Yes.
I will go so far as to say I have never had a good encounter with him.
That is true. By extension, I've had nothing but negative encounters by this guy. Through a retelling from my friend Raymond.
Where we go one, we go all, guys.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, right?
TLDR, Raymond, you're not a piece of shit this time. Good job.
Yeah.
The council absolves you. You grant you the rank of master, and you now sit on the council, actually.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't an asshole. I wanted to make sure I wasn't.
Micah has already made plans to fly over and shit on his car.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All right, y'all. You ready to get back to this game and stop dismantling some person we don't know's character and his career?
I know him enough.
Yes.
I know him enough to hate that as fucking gets.
Give him the old boss Scrog treatment.
Right. We'll bring him back to
Lord knows that's never happened to anyone on the internet before.
So eagle-eyed listeners will eventually remember in 50 episodes or something, I'm going to have an NPC that absolutely sucks. I'm going to say he resembles this person. And that's how y'all all know. But everybody will have forgotten except for one or two people in the Discord. It's going to be great. Hey there, podcast listeners. It's your GM, Trevor, here. It's been a bit since I did one of these, but I figured with 2023 coming to a close, it's probably time. Whether you've been here since day one, you binged our whole collection in a week, or if this is your first time you've downloaded an episode, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Now, it's been a while since I've asked y'all for anything, but it being Christmas and all, we do have one thing you could do for us that would mean the world. Take 2 minutes and jump into your podcast app of choice and leave us a review. Stars are fine. Words are amazing. That is the number one way for us to reach more people. If only 5% of you dropped a review on iTunes, Podchaser, Spotify, or wherever, we would reach so many more people. If you haven't done so yet, drop on by the Discord, wolferintent.com/Discord. Now, let's get back to the show. Last week, you guys had just taken your evening nap, your nighttime sleep. You went Betty by in the gauntlet, but you were awakened by some goobers coming up the stairs complaining about their jobs. They came in, freaked the fuck out. There was a fight. They fucked off. I don't want to bury the lead here. They're giant worm things that were coming to work. And, you know, they're just a dude going on a job and you scared him. You don't even know if they're evil. You know, you didn't try to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. So, no, we did not try to talk to the telepathic giant worm thing with five eyes who, by the way, had it wasn't really a worm because it had a segmented body with many legs ending in a forked tail with which it was holding a knife.
Well, you know what? Lots of
which, by the way, that's just one of the strangest creatures I've ever seen. It was good enough being just like a creepy bug thing with mind powers, but for some reason, it was holding a knife. Why is it holding a knife?
Lots of people hold knives, Jake.
Yeah, but it was sent up here to go fix a trap, which it's not like it has opposable thumbs or anything. It had a knife. What were they supposed to do?
It have a knife.
Which we noticed after the first barrage of attacks.
It's got a knife. Why?
You beat the shit out of him after Billiam was taken control by one, made a thrall, and his will was strong enough to prevent him from hitting his attacks on everybody that he had tried to attack. And then they ran away, and Billiam gave chase because he no smart boy. And we ended with Billiam running down the stairs, arriving in a room that I don't think I really described very well, if at all.
It was big.
It was dark. It wasn't very big. There were a few different hallways going off of it.
It's all black for me. Is that the same for everybody else?
No,
yeah, because I think I'm the only one that can see it.
Raymond is the only one down there. So Raymond should be able to see. So Raymond, you're looking in this room. Billiam, you've come down to this room. You've come down the stairs and you see kind of a vaguely L-shaped room. It's really like about 10 by 10, roughly, room. Maybe 15 by 15. And there's a hallway going north, a hallway going to the east. And you notice that there's this big transparent stone wall that runs the length of the eastern corridor and the room. And you can look down to the sun room where there's some giant, awful creature. And you hear like a muted screaming, yelling, otherworldly sound that feels like it's shaking the walls as this thing stares down at some sort of crystalline structure appearing to scream at it and begins to shatter it. You hear along with that, since that noise is muted, though its destructive power still seems to be intact, you can hear the telltale chittering noises of a multi-legged creature running down the northern hallway. Do you give chase or not?
So I will answer that shortly. The screen is, the map is black and white for me, but it looks like
because it's
the
dark.
Floor. Okay. So that looks like the floor of this creature's room, which by the way, I'll wait to describe the creature to my friends when I regroup with them. But it looks like there's blood all over this floor. Is that what that is? Or is the map
that is definitely blood. Yeah, okay. That looks like blood. I mean, you can't tell the color, but based on the pattern and stuff. And you see off in the distance, like you can see through this transparent wall and you can see through another transparent wall. There's another slightly different worm looking thing about 70 feet north of you. In like an observation deck that doesn't seem to be paying any heed to you.
And okay. You can and see these the here are the creatures that you walls, fought. Correct.
Directly to the east. Okay. And you see in that gallery where that thing is, the two things that you just fought come from the west, and behind him they begin speaking with that one that wasn't paying attention, and they point in your direction and they see you.
Bill gets down the stairs. And he looks around and he sees all this, and he looks and he looks to the north, and he gives a little half smile and a wave. Hi. And runs back up the stairs because fuck this thing. I don't like this thing at all.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you all a picture of this thing. So go ahead and go back up and I'll let you describe it to them. And I'm going to show this picture to everybody because I really like this creature.
Bill runs back up the stairs and he's out of breath. He's like, puts his hand up to wait. He goes, guys, there's a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex lizard with wings for eyes. It's down there and it's inside of a cage. Yeah, that's it. See, I drew a picture with on my hand.
So I'm showing everybody.
Eyes. Oh, yeah. That, yes, it does have wings. That's apt,
and it also has a giant
wow.
mouth instead of everything else. It's just one big mouth at the end.
Jake, the player, is thinking about those armor spikes that make it harder for us to get eaten whole. We were talking about buying.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if I had to take a guess,
yep, that thing's 100% going to eat us. And it's also it's in like a cage made of glass walls, and they're just watching it, and they also saw me, just so you know. They're pretty far away. We have time to run away, but they saw me.
In my mind, Malleus is at the top of the stairs like waiting for you to get up there and say that, and as soon as you were like they saw me, he's gonna like wheel around on one heel to Tacitus and Esbordrid and be like, we should go.
Yeah, we should go
down there or away?
No, away. We should go.
It's very obviously not safe down here. We are interrupted in rest. You are not ready or prepared, and neither is Meat Man. We should relocate.
To be fair, you could do your preparations at this point. Like, you got your full 8 hours of rest. You weren't able to do your hour-long preparations in the morning. So if you were able to find somewhere and hang out, you could do your preparations and get your spells back, get all your stuff, but it would take your
hour. I was like at the beginning of my watch.
Well, okay, so no. You're... It was near the end of your watch.
Raymond did first watch.
Yeah, right, okay. But it was near the end of your watch because Asmordran had woken up and was just kind of laying there, and he heard it, heard the things coming up as well. He hadn't gotten up to do his preparation. So I'll say that you got your full 8 hours of rest, but you were not able to do your preparations. Billiam wasn't able to put on his armor. Tastus,
they need like an hour to do their preparations. Right?
Exactly. Armor takes 5 minutes to put on for medium armor. But you need an hour to do your preparations.
From an RP's perspective, since they know that we're here, I think Tastus would prefer to move somewhere else before we do our preparations.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, no, Malleus's point still stands. We shouldn't stay in this room.
Okay.
Thankfully, the trap has been destroyed, so we can afford to move elsewhere.
But how long has Bill been for?
You could try to barricade the door. There's that large desk in this room and stuff, too. So, you know, if you go anywhere, you run the risk of running into something. Well.
That's a good point. Yeah,
but is Billiam still big? We've been before, and yeah, that's what I was going to ask because I'm still big.
I mean, it takes 10 minutes. How long does it last? 1 minute, or it's 1 minute, right?
I thought it was 10 minutes.
Five minutes for enlarging.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Yeah, I mean, he would still have that.
He'd still have it. You know, maybe by the time you're done, as you're relaying the end of your story, you begin to shrink down to normal size.
I don't know. Okay. Hey, well, let's just say while he's still big, that he can just like easily pick up that big ass stone table over there and plop it in front of the door. You know, just one hand. Chunk, chunk.
So do we want to do that, or do we want to go somewhere we've been, do our preparations, and then explore elsewhere on this floor before moving to another floor?
Yeah,
we
like
haven't explored
this
entire
floor.
Yeah, we haven't explored this floor entirely. We still have
a lot of
stuff to
the west.
We haven't
explored this area entirely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just to be clear, listeners, this floor they are on is the largest floor they've been on so far. It's massive.
And we're trying to leave it already.
Which, if we've learned anything, is indicative of a level change and us getting our ass beat if we run down.
Exactly.
There. So let's not do that.
So, yeah, my vote is to go, maybe go back to the room where the big hole is, because we pretty much we know that there's nothing in that room.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Or the three stone tables.
Let's go to the hole. It looks like a fairly good central location. Yeah. There are a couple other paths branching off of it.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
All right.
Let's fucking go.
There's also that little wagon room where we found all those alchemical supplies that has, you know, nice double door we can just barricade. It's pretty spacious. Yeah. It's already got
stuff
tool benches
there.
And stuff laid out.
Yeah.
But we took whatever across was the good. Hall. But yeah. It's right over there.
Yeah, I would agree. Either the wagon room or the room with the tables, because at least with the room with the tables, though, there would be an emergency exit because we could pull the lever and jump down the chute.
Oh, true.
The room with the holes got, honestly, like four different entrances into it. There's the stairs, and then there's a bunch of different doorways. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, we could get bombarded.
All right, so are you guys going to make your way back to the room with the slabs?
My vote's still on wagon room for this pedantic argument.
Yeah, either one. I'll follow Malleus to the wagon room.
Sure, wagon room.
I say we go to the room with the wagon now. I will hear no other arguments.
And then we go. The end. Tacitus gets to read his book. As Mordrin gets to do his cauldron bullshit.
I wonder Tacitus doesn't have to prepare anything. Should come down here and kind of be a scout. I don't see that most things would bother him. There's plenty of undead.
Huh. That is true. Most mindless undead probably wouldn't pay him a second thought. Then again, they wouldn't pay me a second thought normally either. Or at least I have a skill to try to make them not worry about me.
You talked me into it. You can go scout.
When was the last time any of you saw undead?
Good point.
Everywhere we go, I see undead.
Ha! So you're in this room. We can hand wave your preparations if you want to go ahead and try to heal each other up, because Billiam's beat up pretty badly after that fight.
Less than half health. At this point, Bill walks up to Asmordran, grabs his gun, and puts it in his mouth. He's like, shoot it! Shoot it!
Oh my god.
Hurt, huh?
Grabs an actual bullet.
Yeah, right.
Billiam, no!
Which one was the bullet again?
Yeah, I was out of healing shots, so I had it loaded with a regular bullet.
He does a fucking Brandon Lee. You guys are too young to know who that is. Christian knows what happened there. Knows what happened there. Woo.
Brandon Lee?
Go look it up, guys. Look up how Brandon Lee died.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad times.
Bruce Lee's son.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a misfire, wasn't it?
No, he shot himself in the head with a blank.
Oh. I thought it was... Oh, I didn't know it was a blank. I thought it was a misfire.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right.
So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. It wasn't a blank. There was a squib round in it. And the squib lodged in the barrel, and then the blank discharged and shot the bullet out the barrel and killed him.
Dang.
Yeah, and that was during the filming of The Crow, which was a hugely successful movie, and everyone, it was pretty devastating.
He was like on the verge of being like a superstar. It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
He was really great. He was great. I liked him in the nobody remembers it, but the first live action Jungle Book.
Oh.
Which I haven't seen that movie in forever. Came out in 1994. I remember loving that movie. Cary Elwes is a villain. It's awesome. It's got Sam Neill, John Cleese. It's wild. Look it up. This has been mid-90s live-action Disney remakes with Roll for Intent.
And you're watching Disney Channel.
Ooh, do the little the Disney ears with the fucking firework thing.
Disney Channel original movie, The Abomination Vault. Now playing on Disney XD. All right, guys.
We will never be owned by the mouse.
They just bought us. Fuck.
Hey, I'll take
how much did they pay us?
I was going to say.
For nothing. For nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Coming for you, Nikki.
They just offered to, write vignettes, so I don't have to write vignettes for you guys. Except for Christian.
Oh, what hell yeah. Yeah, sell out. All right. Yeah.
Fuck you guys. So let's let you want to do some medicine checks. You want to heal. You want to give him a sweet, sweet massage.
Yeah. Want to over the pants handy, Jay.
No.
I don't know.
That sounds complicated.
It doesn't actually take me that long. Just my daily preparation, which is 10 minutes to get my reagents, and then I can do advanced or not, and that only takes a moment. So I really only need 10 minutes, but I will do
in that
10
minutes
checks.
I can do a medicine check on him.
All right. Oh yeah, then you're fine because Malleus has to. Well, Malleus would have done this already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I got it. I rolled a natural 13, and I was only going for the regular TC of 15, so 2d8. Okay, that is 12 points of healing.
Well, you're like that comedian that bombed, whose name nobody will ever know.
It's Trevor Payne, evidently, right now.
Mm-hmm. Fuck! Got me. They got me.
Fucking got him.
So 12 points of healing. What's that bring you up to, Buckaroo?
He doesn't know.
Math. I thought I heard somebody open my door. That is at 65.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're still well under. You're a little over half.
Gain another 30.
95. 15 away.
As the crack of a gun goes off.
Yeah.
In your ears and simultaneously at the back of your skull.
Also, so if we got our full rest for the night, should I hit? I didn't, because I thought we didn't get the full rest. Should I rest for the night on?
No, because this happened after the rest. So like you were at full health when you went down for a rest.
Okay.
But I mean, you're close to full.
I just keep thinking of the ramifications of Asmordran creating a culture wherein firearms just heal you instead of hurt you.
Yeah, that's the only thing people know. I love it.
You see a whole army with like long rifles and like it's an entire army of healers. Fuck, that's so fucked up. God damn it, I hate this timeline.
I think it just sounds really, really, really funny to me. Like, say there was just like some shithead NPC that nobody liked, and then just later on in their life they travel to some dwarven settlement and piss off a dwarf, and he like shines the holster of a pistol. It's like, what are you gonna do with that? Heal me?
Gonna heal me to death?
What are you gonna do? Stab me? Quote from
Man
Stabbed.
All right, guys. What we doing?
William, how you looking now? Like a 90-something?
Get another.
So is that 95? Okay, yeah. I was only 15 away, so I am good.
In this period of time, we'll just hand wave the fact and say that William put his armor back on.
as well.
Yeah, no, he could totally be doing that.
So you don't be like, excuse me, Raymond, did you put your armor on while they were doing their preparations?
Yeah, fuck you. So you're in the room with the alchemical reagent, where you found the alchemical reagents and the key with the sharp pin-like teeth. What you gonna do?
Well, we do have a lot of options for places we could go on this floor.
You do?
Which is kind of terrifying. Honestly, I kind of want to like just finish that trap area because there were still like spaces over here that we didn't look in or look through, and who knows what might be over there.
There was also a door.
There was like a door here. That.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like every direction there's stuff that we haven't gotten to, so it doesn't matter overly.
Yeah. So in the room back to the north with the pit. The fog of war that I can, or like the lack of fog of war that I can see right now, it seems to show that there's another room to the east from that room with maybe another pit, and I wanna see it.
That's the room that you came in.
Yeah, those are the spiral
staircase downward.
Okay, yeah. Why can't I see it then?
I think you got dragged into. I think you got dragged into the to the must be room.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh yeah. Sure enough. Yeah. Okay.
There's a door going there that goes east from that room that we don't know anything about.
That is true. Yeah, let's go check that out.
Okie dokie.
And so we do that. We make our ways back through the center. And it's really hard to move through here because there's a lot of walls. Yeah.
As we walk, Asmordran just twirls his gun and drops it all the time.
Mysterious stranger.
As mentioned, you really should not be dropping it. You have to practice proper firearm safety.
It just heals people. What? I don't understand.
I don't know. I just have a feeling that we ought to keep in our minds now that we must be careful with such implements. No reason. I don't know.
You can't just heal anybody you want anytime.
I guess. It might go off and hit Malleus. I guess that'd be awful.
Malleus takes one look at it and says,
you know who could use that? School teachers.
Why are their students hurt? I don't understand.
This conversation's going a really weird place. I don't know that I like it. So you go through that
just open
round
the door,
room.
William.
there's a door to the east in the room that has a large pit and the spiral staircase going down. You're gonna listen at the door?
Yeah, I don't hear fucking shit. I got a natural 5 for a 15.
Yeah, you don't hear shit.
Yeah, figured. Bill opens the door. Ooh, that's a long hallway. And there's three ways to go, guys.
It is indeed a long hallway. There's a door to the south, relatively near the door you were at. There's a door at the far end of the hallway, approximately 40, 50 feet down. And then midway on the hallway, there's a small hallway that goes north with a door off of that as well.
This door looks cool. Bill listens at this one.
All right, so we're going to open all three doors at the same time, right?
Yes, obviously.
Oh my God, please don't do that to yourselves.
Breach and clear, breach and clear. I say we do it just to make Trevor have an awful time explaining all three rooms simultaneously and starting a 30-person combat by the sound
of
it.
Come on, Trevor. We dare you to kill us.
Yeah, right.
Why are you
Let's
all
piss
the
in
worst?
God's face
you are
for
all
just
the worst.
2 hours and dare him to kill us.
So I listened. I got a 28 on my perception at this door.
You hear what sounds like footsteps, not like marching or anything, just like shuffling, and some strange noises that sound like something gulping air. Like a fucked up frog.
Okay. Does it sound like a lot of feet, like what we just encountered, or only a couple feet?
Just a few. Just a few feet.
We open the door, it's just two Grappillis filleting each other.
Fuck you. God damn it. That's the worst.
Guys.
It'd be so slimy. Think of the bubbles.
God damn it, I hate you so much.
I have a great stealth, so I'm going to open the door with stealth. I'm going to open it very slowly.
All right, roll that stealth.
15 for a 25.
Let's see. Let's see how we do this. Yeah, you open the door completely silently.
Ooh. I think someone, it sounded like someone added.
Wait, hold on. It might have been me. All right, so you open this door, and you look in the room. And you see that the floor of this room contains several open square pits. There is one in each of the three alcoves to the north of it, and there's two larger pits in the middle of the room. Okay, so you can't really see anything else from this vantage point where you are, Billion, because you are kind of inset into the hallway. And you'd have to go more into the room to see more of what's going on. You still hear that weird gulping air and some shuffling. You can't see anything yet, though.
Tacitus, like, what's going on?
Malleus, what's going on?
Billiam, what's going on?
Nothing. It's just a bunch of holes in the floor. But wait, maybe they'll walk by and we'll see what it is.
Malleus is going to turn to the rest of them and be like, it's something, get ready.
Oh yeah, I hear footsteps. All right. I should say that to you.
I'm going to draw my sword and my book.
I'm going to have the hammer ready to go.
Oh boy. So you're going to go in like, you know, all tactical and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right,
it's like
go
Shift
for
C
it.
In Baldur's Gate when your whole party crouches and follows you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one step at a time, guys. I see... Maybe what looks like an altar to the left, maybe?
Yeah, you see what looks like a dais on the west end of the room. And there's like a stone throne on it. And there's a couple rusty levers coming out of the floor next to the throne.
I see levers. Also, guys, don't step on the big circles.
Oh, okay. As I begin to take like a step, I sort of halt myself. So that I can see these things, and I'm wanting to, because, yeah.
Everybody else is moving into the room. I want you to give me a stealth as well.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. What is Malleus' stealth sitting at? A good old plus zero.
Oh, boy.
Untrained we are in the act of stealth. Hey, Christian, I just got to ask, does me wearing full plate give me...
Only
negative?
If it's got the noisy. Only if it has the noisy trait.
Yeah, it has the noisy trait.
Does
full plate
double
have noisy? I don't think it does.
Maybe. Actually, no, because I think it just
chainmail
has
does.
Bulwark invested. Yeah, because it's magical armor. Minus three check penalty. But I think
that's
already calculated.
If you're, if
yeah, that's
your
only if you
doesn't.
Don't have the strength, which I'm sure you do.
Okay, right. So yeah, plus zero. Let's roll these dice, baby. Natural one.
No.
Okay, so
as soon as Billy is just like, oh shit, there they are, it's just kong, 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 kong,
where? He's like yelling, where are they? And you guys see a pair of these things at opposite ends of the room.
Oh, they're so cute.
I want one.
Right? It's like
muckwort.
Yeah.
Huh. It's like, okay, so listeners, imagine a piranha plant, purple, the gums are blue, teeth are the same, green tongue with acid spitting out, except it actually does have eyes. Seems to be five of them on the top of their round bulbous mouth body. And instead of it being a potted plant, there are two three-toed legs, like just two... Like reverse feet. Joint legs,
yeah.
with feet on the end, three clawed foot. That is not a human foot.
No, yeah, that's
sort
like
of like frog legs.
Like a velociraptor foot.
It's like frog legs without the webbing. Yeah,
very.
So yeah,
it
looks like a realistic
fun.
Drawing of a Gen 1 Pokemon. Honestly,
yeah,
very very fun. All right, gentlemen, Asmorden, are you still going to be hanging out of the room as this starts? Or are you going to move yourself a little bit closer? It's up to you, because
normally how our positioning goes, so
exactly,
I'll probably just
right.
hold here.
Perfect. Well, we're going to roll for initiative.
Let's fucking go.
Let's do it.
Ab. Absolutely.
Not good.
Billion, not good. Let's start with you.
Very good. Natural fucking 20, baby.
Oh my god.
Not oh my what's that total? God. I should get that on the attack roll. For a 30. 20 for a 30.
Jesus, you are just crushing it. Asmordran.
No, I got a 5 earlier.
17 on the die for a 29. I lied. No, I do not have a 29. I don't know where I came up with that number.
You don't have a 12 perception?
Jesus Christ. I have a 25. Yeah, no, I have a 25.
Malleus.
I rolled a natty 5. Yeah, yeah. Natty 5 for a 14.
Ooh, not great. And Tacitus.
We're playing cleanup.
Tacitus, what you got, bud?
And pulling up the rear, natty 1 for a 12.
Hell yeah. we're on cleanup duty, Tacitus. It's fine. If these losers can't handle this before it gets to us, we'll take care of it. It's fine.
All righty.
Acting like things get through one round with Billiam.
So, Billiam, buddy, we're going to start with you.
Yeah, we are.
What are you doing? You got two of these creatures. They're flanking the room. They're on either side of the room.
If I may, just because this is purely selfish, me trying to tell you how to play your character so you can tell me to fuck off. However, these don't look like extremely strong characters, and I really want to see you use that flame strike ability.
Yeah, it's funny. I was going to ask if I could swing, if I were to swing Halandra and I can shoot my fire, if I could do that to as my second, as I don't think I need to be raging to do that.
No, you don't.
I don't think rage, I don't think rage is even going to affect a strike with it, would it?
It would not affect a range.
I think
strike.
Raging, right, because raging was only for
yeah, it would use your dex bonus to take damage. Projectile.
Right, exactly. That's why I was so. But I can just do that as my two attacks with my two multiple attack penalties, correct? But back to back. I just wanted to make sure that was a function of my. I didn't know if it was like you could use that function of that act of the flail once per turn or something. Because you,
I thought it was
gave
two actions
that ability.
To do that.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Nope. Go ahead.
Sweet. Okay. So yeah. Bill will. He can see both of them. What's the distance on that attack?
That has a 30-foot range increment. So these things are inside of your range increment.
Okay, perfect. So Bill sees them and he's like, "Wait, guys, before you go, I've always wanted to do this. And when I say always, I mean in the last day that I've had this cool thing." Bill starts swinging his axe, and the end of the flail, or not axe, sorry, the flail, and the flail starts glowing and glowing and glowing, and he sort of flicks his wrist at one of them, and then keeps it going, flicks his wrist at the other one.
It's going to be a plus 13 is going to be your attack modifier on that attack, by the way. And then a plus 8
on the first
one,
right?
So which
one?
Yeah,
okay, perfect.
Right. First one's 13, second one's plus 8. So which one are you going for first?
I'm going to go for the one on the right first because Bill's right-handed. And then he'll follow up with the one. When I say right, I mean to the east. And then the one to the west will be the second attack.
Perfect.
Here we go. Okay. 11 and 14. So 11 plus 13 is 24. 14 plus 8 is 23. 24 and a 23.
First one's a hit. Second one is a miss.
Okay. Ooh. So first one will be against this guy to the east. And
it's just going to be a 2d6 because you've got a striking rune 2D6. On that. So it'll be a 2d6.
Perfect. Okay. Let me grab my d6s real quick.
I actually don't think you could do a second attack. That ability, I believe, is two actions.
That's what I thought.
Oh, is it?
Let
I don't know. Trevor made
check.
It.
No, I didn't make it. It's an actual.
It's a
thing
relic ability.
Oh, I thought that was just a thing you threw.
I thought so too. I thought you just made it up.
Christian may be 100% right. So let me take a look. It'll just take just a second. It is two actions. You are right.
Okay. Yeah. So I just go for that
it
first
would
one.
Actually
then.
Okay. It'll actually do 3d6. That first one will hit.
Oh, perfect.
And do 3d6.
Okay. Sweet.
It's pretty good.
Any adds to that or no?
No, don't it's just 3d6.
Okay. No worries. 4 and 6. 14 points of damage
nice.
To this first guy. Yeah.
Good job.
And then I will use my last action to rage.
Puppy noise rage.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an unusual rage noise.
She's barking. She's at my raging. Other dog who has her. Yeah, she's raging because my other dog has her toy. She's like, hey, give me my fucking toy. And yeah, that'll end my turn. And fire shoots through the room.
Right. This thing is... It's not going to do anything. It's just going to sit there and wait. It's going to bounce back and forth kind of on its two legs, just boink, 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 boink. And it's going to wait. It's going to delay. It's just going to sit there. But as Mordrin, you're up.
I will also delay.
All right. And the next one is also waiting. It's just going to sit there. It wants to see what you do. Malleus, Buckaroo Banzai, what you got?
Well, the gamer in me feels like I'm being baited into walking into the room for a trap.
That doesn't seem true at all. That doesn't seem like anything I would ever do.
You literally did that two episodes ago and almost killed Micah. He was so fucking angry about it.
Oh, no, that was the last. Yeah, that was two episodes ago. Yeah, awesome. That was really funny. I was just telling Freeman about that.
You could see the look on Trevor's face as he recounted that memory. His eyes rolled into the back of his fucking head. And that's not even a joke. This isn't a bit. Yeah. I just watched that. You sick fuck.
He was like,
Yeah, it's like, God. Okay. Like, on one level, his children being born. The next level, Jake walking into a room and me getting one shot.
So, Malleus, what you doing, Buckaroo?
Oh, man. I kind of want to also play the staring game a little bit because I don't want to use, like, high levels, but I don't have to. I can just cast a cantrip. There's no reason I couldn't. Because I don't trust these things at all. So, let's see here. I think I will just go ahead and I'm going to put, like, the hammer end of the maul on the ground. And with my left hand, and then with my right hand, just like point at the frog that Raynan just hit. And I'm going to cast Ray of Frost on it. I'm going to confuse it.
Frey,
icy
of
hot
Frost.
This bitch.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
I really feel like this is just a whole Monty Python and the Holy Grail rabbit bit.
This is why I'm not approaching it. I'm going to use my two actions to cast the spell. So that is my spell attack modifier, which is plus 11.
I think I totally know what these things do.
Let's go for it. That was a natural 7 for an 18.
That's
sorry. I don't know if you can hear that. I think there is a chainsaw outside. That's weird.
That's weird. I have one too. I'm dead serious. It sounds like there's a chainsaw. My neighbors are working on the yard.
Yeah, that's a mess there, Buckaroo. You got one action left.
Huh. I do have one action left.
Arcane Cascade.
I will Arcane Cascade. Thank you, Christian. Man, enter into Arcane Cascade.
What a freaking lead.
And which I don't think actually takes an action. I say I have to do it, right?
It does.
It does? Okay.
Yep.
Then I do it.
Okay, Tacitus, you're up.
All right. I'm going to try to exploit vulnerability. What the fuck are these things and what are they doing?
All right. Well, let's do that roll first.
Okay, with a plus 1 because I have my book out. Well, a plus 15 total.
Yep.
12 for a 27.
Okie dokie. You're able to give it a personal antithesis. It does not have any weakness that you would be able to exploit specifically. But I will tell you what these are. This thing is known as a gibbous bounder. They use their powerful legs and rubbery body to jump great distances. They form very strong bonds. They're typically solitary, but if they are a pair, they will form very, very strong bonds with one another. But typically, they'll form bonds with some other aberrant creature. But two bounded gibbouses are inseparable, and they will fight to the death to protect each other.
Perfect. Kill one. I'll keep the other. I'm an aberrant creature. This will work out.
That's what I was just thinking.
That's not Malleus a terrible
idea. Is a cruel bastard. I mean, he doesn't know this yet.
And I will give you one thing for this. You didn't roll quite high enough to like give you the whole freaking farm. But ask me a question, and I'll give you something.
Ask me a question.
Are they intelligent enough to plan an ambush like what Jake and Raymond were talking about?
They are instinctual enough to do so. They're not necessarily intelligent creatures, but they are ambush predators.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Don't go in the room, guys. You know what? You know what? Fuck that.
Fuck it. I'm going in the room.
Yeah. Okay. That was my first action. Second action. I'm going to switch to my mirror and reflect myself into one of the bridges in the middle.
Man, I miss Tacitus.
Remember how he always used to like mirror himself places? It was the best. Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Okay, so we established several episodes back at the dancing place. Dryad.
Yeah.
Yes. That if I get moved against my will, I can choose to come back to my starting location.
Correct.
So.
Correct. We did establish that in order to prevent you from dying in a stupid way. And I regret doing it.
Correct.
But here we are.
Well,
we can tell you tried doing it in an even dumber way 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Wait, I did?
So.
Are you gaslighting me right now?
Trevor, gaslight us, please.
What do you mean? Wait,
you're like, the trap.
The room with the saws.
I didn't try to not kill him. I tried to kill him. I succeeded in killing him. He just used his hero points to not die. He died. I've killed Tacitus. I've won.
He's got you there.
Anyway, what is it?
Anyway, I'm going to reflect myself into the bridge in the center.
Excellent.
This is how you know when it's getting real is when the DM starts playing psychological warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's rubbing his brow. He's like, okay, what am I going to do here? I don't want him to trigger the trap, but logically this would trigger the trap, but it's not going to do anything, so what do I do?
How do I bullshit Ex Machina my way out of this?
Well, absolutely.
Well, how am I going to bring Tacitus down from 0 dying full HP down to dying 4 in one single round?
It turns out they were an illusion. Standing in the middle of the bridge right before you is a 25 level necromancer. Power word kill. You die.
All right, gentlemen. Tacitus, you have one more action left, right?
Okay. Well, first off, reflected as I am to this bridge in the center, does anything happen? What do I see?
No, nothing happens.
Okay.
I will move you there so that you can actually get a vantage point of the rest of the room. There's nothing really else going on. You can see the full stone throne over there on the western wall.
All right. That is what I wanted. For my third action, from my starting position, so my unreflected self, I'm just going to move 5 spaces to the left.
Like 5 feet there, to the left or 5?
Excuse me. Yeah, 5 feet to the left. Thereby Perfect. Dispelling my mirrored image and returning me to where I was originally. Just 5 feet to the left.
Excellent. All right. These things are going to jump back into the initiative order now. Goodness. It's going to start with the one over there on the eastern side of the room. And he's been like bouncing back and forth on his feet. And Tacitus, when you step to the side and the image disappears, it looks like it startles this thing. And as if it was made of springs, this thing makes a flying leap at Malleus. It's well within his leap range.
Woo!
And as it lands there, it bounces you and attempts to shove you to the north. So it comes onto your space, and in a motion, it like enters your space and then bumps into you, trying to bump you to the north towards the pit. So here.
So
comes,
I have a question.
Yes.
So does this happen all at once? I'm guessing this is like a special ability that
it's
your
a special ability
has?
That this thing has. Yeah.
So here's my question. You're in my space, correct?
Correct.
Which means you left a threatened squared to get there.
Da.
Which means I get to hit you.
Da.
So does a leap... Yeah, it's a move action. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Try to hit me.
Okay. I do too, right?
No, because
no,
it doesn't
leave a threatened
one of
square
threatened
for you.
Squares.
Oh, you're right.
Okay.
But isn't it big a whammies, big whammy?
Natural 17, baby.
All
with a
right,
plus 15 to hit, that is a 32.
That's a hit, not a crit.
Good.
Remember to add your arcane cascade damage.
I so very rarely do that, I forget what the bonus is. I have to look, cut that out.
Yeah, and it's a specific type.
Based
on
the spell school. Do I have weapon specialization? I don't remember if I do.
Yeah, that's at 7th level.
Right, cool. All right, while you're in the stance, melee strikes deal 1 extra damage.
Yeah, but
depending
it's a specific
on
type.
The last spell that I used is what changes it. So abjuration or evocation, which is what I used, is force.
Okay, so it does.
Beast Ray of Frost, which I believe is an evocation spell, correct?
Yes. I believe so, yes.
Okay, so 1 extra damage on top of my 2d12 plus 4. So effectively 2d12 plus 5. All right, let me grab my d12.
Is him pushing you not a manipulate action? Or is that considered
a
manipulate
action?
It's
a strike.
It's not? Okay. Gotcha.
8.
No, it's a strike. It's an attack.
And 6. So that is 14 plus 4, 18 plus 1, 19 points of damage on my smack.
Doesn't look like all of that goes through, by the way. Okay. And it is going to do its shove. This could be bad. Against your fort.
What's the total roll?
There we go. Oh, I don't 24? Think it's hidden. I think you can see it. It's a 24.
That barely beats it.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. It's my highest save.
Okay, so
but...
you get pushed just 5 feet.
Okay.
Right? And for its second action, it attempts to... It has another, you know, single action that it attempts to trip you and then bite you.
In one action.
Yup. But it all, you know, that first one has multiple attack penalties, so like it's going to be at a minus for the trip and then at a minus for the bite. All right. So here we go. Here's the two trip against your reflex 32.
Yep.
All right, you are zip-prone.
You actually crit me.
Oh, so you're prone and you take a d6.
Is there wording on there that this would not have a multiple attack penalty because it already did a shove?
Oh,
like in that leap, it does
didn't,
it say?
Right. No, you're right.
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, Jesus Christ, why is it only a minus 4? What the fuck?
I forgot to subtract it. So that is actually a...
still a success, not
28,
a crit, probably.
That's a 28.
Yeah.
Against your reflex.
Still a success. Jesus. Okay.
All right. And finally, here is the jaw strike that does not have the third level of map. You don't calculate it until after the map is complete. All right. So you're tripped. So this is against
you?
Your flat footed.
Right?
It's a 27 to hit.
That hits.
All right. Here comes some damage. Not much, almost minimum. 11 points of piercing.
Bastard.
Right. Okay. Hold on a second. Boop, boop, boop. There we go. All right. That is its turn. The other one's also going to jump into initiative order unless Asmordran is going to, because you have an opportunity to before this next one jumps into initiative. Actually, I have one more action left. Oh, my God.
How?
Because
you have
of those
left,
things.
You have pushed.
Yep.
You have tripped.
So
you
both
have
of
bitten.
Both of those things that I did were one action activities.
What in the actual dog shit design is that? Why is this floor full of the most fucking... Just say it's a legendary action at that point, because that's what it is. You just get to keep doing shit for free. That's dumb.
No, so I'm actually going to try to shove you again, but that's going to be at a minus 10. So it might not... It's probably not going to work unless I roll like a 20 or some shit.
Natural 20, here we go.
Right, here we go. Right. It's going to try to shove you
19.
Again.
Natural 19.
I rolled a natural 1.
Good.
So, show it right now.
Okay, here, hold on. There it is, natural 1.
All right.
Thank God.
So, what happens when you fail a shove?
It falls prone.
Like a crit fail. It falls prone. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a calculated risk.
And boy, are you bad at math.
Shut up.
And I'm right next to it.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, no, Billy, you're sitting next to a prone creature. What will you do?
Yeah.
Sit on it.
probably, I don't know if that would kill it. You're strangely light.
I know, right? Bill's, he's put on a couple pounds.
All right. As Morgan, I'm going to give you a chance to attack this thing or like jump in the initiative order if you want before this next one does.
No, I'm going to hold still. I want to see what this other one does before I go.
Okay. This other one leaps to here because it, I don't think I have, hold on. I don't think I have enough range to get to. Let me make sure. Actually, I do. I have enough range to leap into Malleus's square. It's going to attempt to do the same thing. It's going to attempt to shove you to the north.
Cool. Why not? Right?
Here comes an athletics. Ooh, it's only a 17 against your 4 DC.
In total?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I thought you rolled a natural 17. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, no. No.
That is a miss. That is a fail, right. Rather.
Oh, that was two actions. And for its third action, it's going to attempt to shove you again. It's going to attempt to keep... Oh, wait, hold on.
Does
I
it
failed.
Just
hold on,
end
wait,
in
wait,
his square?
Wait, exactly. That's it. I failed. You get to point. You get to make me bounce to where you want me to bounce.
Into the pit.
All right. So I still have my reaction. I'm going to attempt to grab an edge with my lovely teeth. And that is a reflex. I got a 31. So I grab the edge, but I'm hanging off the edge. I will say hanging
off the
teethers?
Edge.
By my little teethers.
That's cute little teethers.
So that makes me flat foot or off guard, I believe, when I'm hanging an edge. And that is the end of its turn. You may have just completely avoided disaster, Malleus, by that failure. Because that would have been bad if you fell down that pit.
I feel like it would have been bad.
It should have an action still.
No. Oh, yeah, it does have an action. It's for its final
Isn't
action.
Isn't it an action for it to grab the ledge?
No, that was
no,
a reaction.
It's a reaction.
Oh, yep, gotcha. I'm gonna go ahead and pull myself up. So it's in the middle square. So that's all three actions. And as Morgan, are you going to go ahead and take your turn now?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and bomb this little fella here. Since he is all prone, why not? That is a 14 on
what
the
kind of
die
bomb is it?
For a 27 total.
What kind of bomb?
Shrapnel, or junk bomb, sorry. I always call it shrapnel. It's a junk bomb.
Okay, cool. That's a hit.
And that is going to be 15 points of slashing damage.
Gross. That's
it will
gross.
Also get to bleed.
All right. Not quite bloody, but it's getting there.
And I'll try again since it's prone. Why not? Natural 20.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Only 6 on the dice, so 12 plus another 4, so 16 points of slashing damage.
Okay. That.
Not bad on a junk bomb.
However, right? His persistent damage will increase to 4.
Oh, right. You said 12 damage on that or 16 damage?
16. Because when you get a crit with a bomb, you only double the dice. You don't double the splash.
All right. That's going to be... it's bloodied now. It's looking pretty rough. Looking pretty rough.
And I've got one action left. I am... I'll go ahead and just try to intimidate it, see if I can give Billiam a leg up.
All right.
10 on the die for a total of a 20.
No, no doing. It's too stupid to be scared of you. That's not true. It's not mindless. But like, yeah, it's not scared of you. Its will's high enough. However, Billiam, you're up. You're angry. You're ready to tango.
Oh, yeah. Bill flashes his 11 teeth at this thing laying on the floor in front of him, seeing blood sort of spew out some of the places. He's like, oh, it's time for some daddy hacks. He lifts his hand up high above his head and just poof, can attack this prone one first.
Hack.
The daddy hack. Woo. 17 for a 32.
That's a crit, bud.
Ooh.
That is a crit.
Fuck him up.
All right. So,
pretty sure this thing's going to be dead.
Turn it to mist, Billiam.
9, 3, 4. So 7 plus 9, 16 plus 6, 20. Does the fire damage get doubled as well, or no?
Yes. From,
it does. Okay, then 22, 44 points of damage.
Yeah, describe your kill.
Yeah, so Bill brings it up, and Halandra brings it down and just smashes right into like where its eyes are. And before it breathes its last breath, mechanically this doesn't work, but in cool Raymond terms it does. See, Bill takes his hands and grabs the top and bottom of its mouth and just sort of opens it backwards and just... And folds it out inside out of itself, and it dies.
Gross, and I love it.
And that's his first action.
One action down.
Yeah, exactly.
Second action will be to point.
Yeah, I was just going to say I can't intimidate this thing because I'm raging, and that would be... I can't.
You have to have intimidation.
Intimidating. I know, I don't have intimidating glare. So I can't do that. But I will... Okay. I will take a step forward for my second action, 5 feet, and use clear the way. Never mind. She's rolling a separate athletics check. Yeah, there's only one of them, so it doesn't make sense for you to clear the way. I do want to shove it into the pit. I liked that idea. So... Or before I step, I go, Asmordor, do you want this one? Or are we not saving him for you? Because I remember you saying you wanted to take him.
It's okay. I want it, but I know the GM's not going to let me do it. It's too high level. It's not going to work out. So.
Okay, just before I kill it, I want to maybe not kill it. Just shove it down this pit. I want to make sure you didn't want it.
Reed.
And
Noble! I mean, if it was up to me, yeah, but it's not up to me, so don't worry about it.
Makes sense. And so I'll walk up and I would like to try to shove it into the pit. That's an athletics check, correct?
All right. Yep.
Excellent. And does this get the attack penalty? Because I'm...
Yes. So it's going to be in a minus action. 5.
Okay, just making sure. That's all right. It's still a...
But you get to add your plus 1 from your property rune since you're using your weapon.
Oh, excellent. So it's actually going to be... So my athletics is plus 14. Minus 5 would be
so
9,
be
so
a
it's plus 10. Plus 10.
Yeah, plus 10.
Okay, perfect. All right. 16, 26.
You just got it.
And take nice. a step forward and just do like a big... I'll grab like the top and the bottom side. Ooh, sorry. I'll take the top and the bottom side of the stick part of my flail and just like a whoosh and shove it into the right pit so that if it does try and grab on... maybe Malleus could.
And this one already used its reaction.
Yes.
So it just plummets into the pit. Oh, perfect. And it falls for a couple seconds. And then you hear like the... as it's, you know, the closest thing it can approximate a scream as it falls and splashes in the water.
Oh, there's water.
And you hear thrashing and a giant roar and then silence.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. I'm really glad we didn't fall down there.
Yeah.
What could that be?
And all you hear is the bit of water that had been splashed up to the ceiling of that room from 50 feet with the thrashing dripping down back into the water below. And the room falls silent. No gulping, no struggling. The roar's echo dies away, and you're left here alone in this room with the throne in the pits. And maybe we'll figure out what's lying beneath when we come back next week.
Thank Guys, God none of us fell in there.
Yeah. We're dealing with too many pits right
there's
now.
So there's many so many pits.
Yeah. Or is it one All pit? Is it one just giant pit that has, you know, a different entrance?
Oh, God. Are you just saying that the entire level beneath us is just mostly
is
caverns?
Right?
Roll for Intent uses trademarks and our copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Roll for Intent is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Original characters and storylines are the property of Roman Neville Productions. Music for this podcast was provided by Michael Gelfie. Flip Melvin, and Tabletop Audio. Visit our website at rollforintent.com. Any questions or suggestions, email us at mailroom@rollforintent.com. Thank you for listening.